At the beginning of the year, Sebo came out swinging, letting loose 10 disciplinary notices regarding a smattering of varying infractions ranging from misrepresenting customer orders in the pit to employees of a firm failing to meet continuing education requirements. But the biggest of the lot was a whopper of an action against Acuna for the tune of $1.3 million for improper options trades in the VIX SOQ. Now, I recall being amused by that one when I found out on LinkedIn that Acuna's chief compliance officer used to be Sebo's lead investigator. Anyway, after Acuna, there was dead air on the infraction front for more than 2 months before two crossed the tape last week. Now, one was a pittance, $2,500 for DRW Securities for failing to grant priority to the highest bid or lowest offer on a limited number of occasions. The other could have been bigger and pertained to ABN AMRO and could have been $150,000-ish, but there was sort of a double jeopardy situation in regards to similar infractions and their ensuing fines, so the clearing outfit merely got dinged $10,000 on top of a prior fine for $45,000. The case in a nutshell pertains to ABN improperly supervising Simplex, a trading firm in a sponsored user agreement with ABN. Simplex wasn't supposed to interact with complex order auctions as it didn't have the right qualifications as set forth by Sebo. However, ABN's system didn't block Simplex from doing so. It doesn't seem too scandalous, but who doesn't like infractions? Now, we also got more background on Eurex's planned equity options passive liquidity protection mechanism, better known as a speed bump. Starting on June 3rd, the speed bump will be 3 milliseconds for options on French equities and 1 millisecond for options on German equities. And I'm trying to determine if I should infer anything about how Eurex views those different markets due to that time delay difference, but I'm not sure. I recall at the last FIA conference that there was very little discussion about this planned speed bump, but much rancor directed at ICE for its announcement of a similar initiative, but for gold futures. As for main stories, I'll leave you with one that took me kind of by surprise. The MIAX family entered into a strategic partnership with Templum to list and trade digital securities on an exchange as yet to be developed. So, to recap MIAX's 2019, announced an equities exchange, announced this potential digital securities exchange, I already launched the options industry's newest exchange, Emerald, and launched options on this guy, and says it wants to partner with a futures exchange for futures on this guy. And we've only got a quarter under our belt. As for the shameless plug portion of the program, our industry leader series is chugging along with videos of Sebo's Ed Tilley and OCC's John Davidson released in the last week. Also, we've had daily coverage of the trial of Jitesh Thacker for allegedly helping Navinder Sarau of Flash Crash Infamy spoof by building the software he used. Now, it's a case with wide ramifications for anybody who provides technology for the trading industry, and we've had daily coverage of the case, so please check out our website for those updates. Till next time.